This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
During last night's Steelers and Chiefs game, I was already looking at the NBA slate, and I'm not going to lie, I think I am more excited about the NBA than I was about this past weekend of football because, like I said, the expectations were set so high.
Yeah.
They kept telling us that it was super wild card weekend, but just about all these games were terrible in the NFL.
They should have just rebranded it. Decent wild card weekend. Mediocre wild card weekend. And all of a sudden, the bar would have been lowered, which is what we do on this show all the time. We lower the bar. We lower the expectations. Then we end up being excited. The NFL, they made us feel like this was going to be incredible, and we didn't get a great slate of games. So this is kind of what happens, I think, when you expand the playoffs a little bit, and then the separation between the great teams and the bad teams is so – that swath is so big that you end up getting – it's exciting because the games mean more, obviously, but then you don't really get the competitive matchups that you were hoping for.
We were just talking about this, and I think in the wild card round that we see a couple teams that probably don't belong in the playoffs. Like the Steelers could have played their best game of the season and even a little bit better and still probably wouldn't have beaten the Chiefs. And the same could be said for the Eagles. Like, they could have executed to perfection and still probably wouldn't have beat the Bucks outright. And then when we're talking about the next round, I feel like that's out the window. Because if a team executes to their highest ability, that is probably the team that's going to win. So I don't think that we are, you know, on board for more blowouts in the next round.
No, I think you're right. Now we're going to see lines tighten, games tighten, and we're finally going to get the football that we deserve. And not that I didn't enjoy having playoff football on, but you're right. It was a letdown in terms of competitiveness. Like the Bills game, done at halftime. Even the Chiefs, you knew last night, like this game is over. Steelers got off to a good start, and then it was just nothing but Chiefs. Tampa Bay was over from the jump. Yeah, we got a competitive game in the Cowboys-Niners matchup, but for the most part, these games were decided way early.
Yeah, we watched 18 weeks of the regular season in the NFL. We deserve some good football, darn it. In this segment, what you can expect, we're doing a little NBA preview and everything you need to know when betting on the NBA tonight. And then later, reliving some of these NFL games through the post-game press conference and seeing what some of these head coaches have to say, including Bill Belichick and Kyle Shanahan. Right now, like I said, let's dive into the NBA because we have 12 games on the schedule. Let's start with the Nets and the Cavs. A really interesting one here. Cavs favored in this one, -3.5. Total is 220 and a hook. The big news, of course, for the Nets is Kevin Durant is out probably 4 to 6 weeks now because he sprained his MCL on Saturday. And we've talked about this before, Jinx. I think the only time I want to play the Nets is when they're getting points. And here we go. The Nets are getting points. I know Kevin Durant's not playing, but right now the Nets are 4-1 straight up as underdogs.
I am actually going to play Cavs money line -150. Maybe the Nets keep this within the number, but I just don't trust the Nets now that KD's out. Yeah, Kyrie will be in there. I know this is the one time you're supposed to trust Brooklyn, but overall, I just can't do it. And the Cavs do have the best ATS record in the association. They're quietly a lot of fun to watch. I love Evan Mobley. Darius Garland is a guy that doesn't get a lot of publicity, but he's always good. So maybe the Nets keep this close. Maybe they win outright, but I just don't buy it just yet, despite maybe this mini trend. So I'm on the Cavs. It's a little juicy. I'm going to lay Cleveland -150.
Oof. You don't think you should just play the point spread?
No. Nah, well, yeah, I don't know. I think the I'm going back and forth here. I'm going to put a sprinkle on Cavs money line. I know that's a cop out, but I'm going to do Cavs money line just because I know how dangerous the Nets are, but I do not trust them, and I love how good the Cavs are against the number. Unlike the Warriors, who were great against the number early on, and they've started to fade against the spread. The Cavaliers have not. So this is a trend you can continue to follow.
I think I'm either playing the Nets or it's a no play for me. Because like I said, I feel like the trends are so overwhelmingly in favor of Brooklyn in this one. As a dog, like I said, 4-1 straight up. And they've actually been a lot better on the road. 15-4 away from Brooklyn this season and against the spread, 11-8 on the road against the spread. So I think their numbers away from Brooklyn are much better. And it really depends on how much you believe in James Harden, if he can really carry the load. I think truly that he certainly can. And I'm not disrespecting the Cavs here. I think they are a good team, but for me, it's either Nets or no play. Moving on to the Bulls and the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies laying 5.5 points at home. Total is 224.5. And the Grizzlies over the weekend snapping that long win streak. I think they had, 11 straight wins in a row. And they lost to the Mavs on Friday, but now they're back at home facing the Bulls, who have lost 3 straight games and 4 of their last 5. Who do we like?
I was looking at this game as well. I think I like the Grizzlies here. The Grizzlies, this is a good get-right spot for them. I know they lost against the Mavericks, but they've been so good against the number. Again, 10-2 against the number over their last 12 games. And the Bulls are coming in just not playing good basketball. I think they're going to be without Lonzo Ball tonight, and that's going to be a factor as well. So that means their defense takes a hit because he's normally very good, at least as a defender, also good from three-point range. So I think that's a very significant player that's not going to be in the Bulls lineup. I think Alex Caruso is going to be out as well. I like Memphis here. I think this line is short, and this is a good get-right spot for them before they hit the road. They're also exceptional in Memphis. So give me the Grizz -5.5.
Yeah, Chicago losers of 3 straight games, and Zach LaVine is out for this one. Alex Caruso, I know he is back off the COVID list, I think, because I saw him tweeting that he's back, but I don't think that he is playing. He's still being held out, I think, because of conditioning. And you're right. For me, it's more about Memphis getting right at home here. I think they cover this number pretty easily. It's still a very good team, 30-15 overall, and still probably not getting the credit that they deserve when it comes to the point spread. Moving on to the Jazz and the Lakers. The Jazz favored in this one -4.5. Total is 231.5. And speaking of getting right, it seems like the Jazz are getting right just in time for this one. Coming off their first against the spread win in, I think, 5 games. And going against this Lakers team that is consistently overvalued, I think I'll be taking the Jazz here, -4.5.
I think I probably would, but I know you have your no bet list. There are teams you just don't bet on. And in the NBA, the Lakers are one of those teams for me, kind of like the Nets, because they have so much star power, but they continually disappoint against the numbers. So if I'm picking a side, I'm with you. I'm on the Jazz. And now that Rudy Gobert is back, that's obviously huge for that team. We saw that yesterday, what a difference he makes on the inside. And by the way, I saw that length of the court shot you were talking about where he just palms the basketball like it's nothing and flicks his wrist, hits it. He had a great assist, a no-look assist last night as well. But I'm staying away from the Lakers, and now they're sort of dealing with Magic Johnson calling them out and Russell Westbrook not talking about it and LBJ leaving before he could be asked about it. Are they going to rally and respond? I don't know what to think about LA, so this is a no play for me.
For me, it's got to be Utah. I think Rudy Gobert has another big game. He's coming off a game in which he had 19 rebounds in that crazy more than half-court shot. And looking at the Lakers, Anthony Davis still out indefinitely. So I think that Rudy Gobert is going to absolutely eat in this one, and I will be fading the Lakers, especially since the Jazz have been good on the road this season, 15-6 away from Utah. Against the spread, not quite as good at 12-9, but still a very good team on the road.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.